treating people right. When the amplifiers are cooled down, the guitar's put away. I put that Vic in the hammer lane, and this is what I'll say. Well, that road.
Welcome in to episode 2 of the Spooky Season Specials. That one show last week, we talked about songs about murder. This week, Dixie Combs is joining me to help count down not the top 10, but keeping with the theme of Halloween and all things scary, the top 13 Halloween party songs, the songs we would play at a Halloween party. How are you today, Dixie?
I'm good, and you thought of that top 13 literally before you hit record on this, so good job on that. That's very clever. Why are you holding a coin?
We're going to flip a coin to get to see who gets...
Oh, okay.
Because one of us is going to have picks 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, and 12. Another one is going to have 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, and 13. So I'm going to let you call this coin in the air. Ready?
Okay.
Heads or tails?
Unlucky tails.
Heads. I will have the number one pick. So, let's talk a little bit about Halloween in general. Is it one of your favorite holidays? We've well established it's my favorite holiday. As a matter of fact, it's the only one I like.
It is really my favorite Halloween holiday. When Audrey and I grew up in Norwood, Ohio, where the houses are only a driveway apart, mm-hmm. And back in the golden 80s, we would enter people's houses and get candy, and they would have makeshift haunted houses in their basements and their garages and stuff. And we would collect not bags, but pillowcases full of candy.
That's awesome.
It was great. And Audrey's birthday is actually on Halloween, so she would just smile with those big blue eyes and say, "It's my birthday," and she would get extra candy. So I will always hold that against her for that.
So it's my favorite holiday because, well, it's the best time of year. The weather's usually really good. You got scary movies, scary books. You got my birthday in October. You got, and now most other holidays such as Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that garbage, and it requires you to actually spend a significant amount of time with other people. Halloween, if you're a kid, you literally roll up, say trick-or-treat, get your candy, get the hell out of there. You may have a 30-second interaction, and as an adult, like me that likes to give out candy now, you only have to put up with them little bitty snot-nosed fellers about 30 seconds, give them a candy bar, send them on their way. And by the way, if you don't give out the full-size candy bars, you should be tried for treason. If you are in Breathitt County, and you listen to this before Halloween night, if you know where the Combses live, where we're taping this episode, we're not going to give that out live on there. But if you come by, I guarantee you one thing, you'll get a full-size candy bar. Not snack size and not fun size. And what the hell is fun about a third of a candy bar? They call fun size. That's some bull hockey.
I prefer the cheap stuff myself. Give me Smarties all and dip and dots all day long.
Well,
I like that stuff better.
You get a full-size candy bar.
Okay, say it one more time.
Full size.
Okay.
The whole shebang. And I'll say this. We're going to be talking about some spooky songs, and we usually play music when we give out candy at our house and have since we started giving out years ago.
We beg people going down the road to stop. We don't even care if you have a kid. Just stop.
You roll in, you're a 40-year-old, you'll get you a full-size candy bar, but you got to have a costume on. You can't just come in, you... Jeans and t-shirts.
I think last year we had, what?
12?
12 trick-or-treaters. That's a record.
We're going to hit the lucky 13 this year. I feel it.
Yep.
All right. Without further ado, I'm going to kick this off. We're going to take a quick break, and then I'm going to get my list, and I'll do my first pick, okay?
All right.
All right. So we each, to go over the rules again, we're going to take a turn picking Halloween songs. We have one veto, which means... Like, say you play a song right out of the gate. Say you play Dracula by Rob Zombie, and I don't want it on there at all. I can veto it. Or if I want it to be higher, I can veto it. Once it's vetoed, the only person that can ever play it again is the person that vetoed it. So they have the power to either keep it off entirely or move it higher.
Gotcha.
Just like we did with Well, we did this the
just
other day.
Just tell me what I need to do.
You got one. If you, if I place it.
If I have to think too hard about it, I'll just mess up.
You vetoed the scientist last time.
And you were very thankful for that, yes.
So, I am going to kick off at number 13. And just because it has to be on this list, and I don't think it should be any higher, Monster Mash by Bobby Boris Pickett and the Crypt Keepers. Do you want to use your lone veto? Or leave old Bobby at lucky number 13.
I will leave Monster Mash right where it is because I did not pick that song. So it definitely has to be on this list. I think when we do our playlist for the trick-or-treaters, it plays on repeat and we probably...
That's probably why we only get like 10.
One time a year. It plays on repeat and it drives me crazy after a while. But it is definitely not Halloween unless you have Monster Mash. And plus your Facebook poll, I think... had a lot of people calling for Monster Mash, so.
Well, they didn't. They didn't look in. They didn't deep dive. They just said the first thing come to their head.
Well,
but
yeah.
It is state law that if you have a Halloween party, you have to play this at least once. And that's the only reason why.
KRS.
Bobby, Boris, Pickett, and the Crypt Keepers. Have they ever had another song? Is my question. I don't think they did.
I have no idea. Yeah.
You got anything you want to add about this song? Everybody knows this song.
I don't. I love the dripping sounds at the beginning. It's a good setup to the song. It's artistic glory, and I think is worthy to be on your list.
All righty. We'll play it, and we'll come back with your first pick at number 12.
All right.
When my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the monster mash. The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast. The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
Dixie, what is your first pick? Number 12. The 12th greatest song to play at a Halloween party that's ever been recorded.
All right. This song is number 12 in my heart, probably much higher in other people's heart, but I had to learn this entire dance and teach it to a group of around 50 people for a school production. So my song is Thriller.
All the way down at number 12.
Yes. It is great, but that was a traumatic event for me. Having to teach all those people a Thriller dance, it was memorable, and that nobody in the crowd at the Holiday Bazaar was expecting that, but I just listened to it way too many times trying to learn it, so.
Well, I think that this is like Monster Mash. It's a song that we had to include.
Yeah.
Those are the two give me's.
Did you have it on yours?
I sure did. I had
much
it
at, higher?
No, I had it at number 10.
Oh, not too bad.
So I'll leave it.
Okay.
It has to be on here. I think we've got the two most obvious ones out of the way right out of the gate. All-time classic. Vincent Price is in the video. The video makes the song.
Yeah, it does.
I mean, I remember back in the day, they played that on MTV on loop, man, because the video was about like 9 or 10 minutes long. Because
it was like a production.
It was
like
all, I mean, John Landis come in and directed it, directed a bunch of horror movies back in the day.
Yeah.
So it was fantastic. So,
you can't deny the dancing talent of Michael Jackson. He's the GOAT.
He's good at a lot of things. Pedophilia, dancing, and singing, and plastic surgery.
He's not been found guilty of any of that.
He's not good.
Our audience member, not members, but member, had to weigh in and said that he is what?
Not good at plastic surgery.
He is not good at receiving plastic surgery, but he's good. He's a good dancer.
Wasn't good at sleeping either.
No, I don't guess so.
That's how he died.
Oh.
He was literally being put to sleep every night by an anesthesiologist.
Oh, okay, that's right. Well, anyway, I didn't do this dance justice, but we did it.
All right, so here at number 12, Michael Jackson's classic, Thriller. Alright, so at number 11, I'm going with the Misfits with their song Halloween, a quick 2-minute punk rock song all about remembering how awesome Halloween was when you were a kid. I only had my radio show for over just a little over 1 year, so I only got one Halloween. I did a 2.5-hour blowout on Halloween night. I played this song. Probably one of the reasons why just a few weeks later I was let go.
I listened to it live while begging people to come get candy from us. So yes. It was very cool. It was very cool to hear you on the radio that night.
So you don't know anything about this song, do you?
I don't know. I'm sure when I hear it, I'll understand.
So you're probably not going to VO it sight unheard.
No.
So when
unless you want me to.
Well, no. Oh, okay. When our listeners hear it here in a minute, you'll be hearing it for the first time as well, right?
Yes.
And the Misfits are a band. I know you've seen their shirt, people that don't know who the Misfits are. It's like a skull.
It's like me. I don't know who the Misfits are, but I know the icons.
It's kind of trendy for people to wear. Yes. They probably couldn't name you one Misfits song.
It's a lot of car decals, too.
Yeah.
Kind of like the Punisher.
So here are the Misfits with Halloween. How appropriate for a Halloween playlist. Really. All right, now we are cracking what would be our normal starting point for a list. Number 10, Dixie, what is your 10th favorite Halloween party song of all time?
And it has to be no other than Enter Sandman by Metallica.
That's a good one. I didn't even have that on my list, but I love that pick.
I love it. Hush, little baby, don't say a word. I just love it. I love the song. And I think it's creepy enough to make this playlist.
It absolutely is. And at the same time, if you're making a playlist for a party, you want bangers that people are familiar with.
Yeah, you want to sing along.
And will automatically get up and start moving and dancing and singing too, and this is definitely one of them.
Yes.
So I like this coming in right after the Misfits' Halloween because like 95% of the people at the party probably had never heard that song, mm-hmm. So this is going to get them back in it.
Yeah.
I think we've got a good flow going. We kicked it off with Monster Mash and Thriller, and so they were hyped.
Got that out of the way. They think they're at a Halloween party. Yeah.
They know they are, but now I hit them with some Misfits, and then you hit them with some Metallica. I like that.
Yes.
You got any other songs by Metallica that you enjoy other than this one?
What's their big? I don't know. I can't even tell you the names of their album.
Unforgiven.
Unforgiven. I like that. All right.
For Whom the Bell Tolls
Our audience lightning. Member is naming off the songs like crazy.
Stranger Things last year made Master of Puppets.
Master of Puppets, very famous. Yes. And kind of wore us out on it, but still.
Yeah.
So go ahead and introduce our number 10 here.
All right, our audience member has moved to the table.
She's getting closer. So she may have something to say here in a minute.
Yes. So, all right. So we are looking to play Enter Sandman by Metallica.
So we are back. You can hear Natalie mumbling in the background.
She wants us to pick Insane in the Membrane for one of our songs.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I did not. I don't know if he did. But
nope.
Nope. Sorry, Nat.
So number 9. This starts getting tough here because I got a bunch that I like. But I'm going to go with Ryan Adams' Halloween Head.
And you're actually playing something right now.
Are you familiar with this song?
I think you played it on that one show down at the radio station before.
I did.
Yeah.
And I had to self-edit because you couldn't say shit on WJSN.
Yes.
So I literally had to
finagle.
So literally, for those that have never been inside the glorious studios of WJSN, 97.3 Jackson.
And get a drink out of the refrigerator at the same time.
The kitchen is literally 2 feet from the toilet. Not the bathroom, but the actual commode.
It's in the bathroom.
You have little Caesar's napkins to dry your hands, and the knockoff Dawn dishwashing liquid to wash your hands with. You have a CD player that was literally made in 1988 that has no buttons left. As a matter of fact, the play button is a hole in which you got to stick your finger back in and wiggle around till you find the magic spot. And
but you know what they have? They may not have a whole lot of extra stuff, amenities, but they've got Kevin Davidson, and that's all they need.
The man.
Yeah.
He carries that stuff.
Yeah, and he carries it.
I mean, it's literally, and I'm not even using this as like a joke term or a cliche. There is equipment there literally held together with duct tape.
Yes.
Just barely hanging on. But anyway, you know, Ryan Adams is kind of problematic with some stuff that come out on him years ago. He's been on and off drugs for all accounts, though. He is bettering himself over the last couple of years. He's been sober for a little over a year. This song is not necessarily about Halloween, but all the stuff that goes on inside your head when you're battling depression, anxiety, any other kind of stuff along those lines, and you've just got all that shit in your head. As he says, it's a Halloween head. I'd say you've probably only heard this once or twice, like when I played it on my show and when I've played it in cars.
That's stuff. Literally the only time I've heard
Do you want to leave it at number 9 or veto it off the list?
No, we'll leave it there. I don't have an opinion on this song.
All right. So at number 9, Ryan Adams, not Brian Adams, who will not be on this episode.
Summer 69.
With Halloween Head.
Here comes that shit again. I got a Halloween head. Head full of tricks and cheats. It leads me through the nighttime streets. Got knots and fallen trees. Underwriters always walking. Salt shaker spills just roll it over your shoulder, babe. I got a bad idea again. I got a Halloween head.
shops and punks and drag, head full of tricks and treats, places where junk is made, and it leads me through the streets at night. That's alright, I just watch, I don't go inside. It's all the same old shit again. I got a Halloween head. I got a Halloween head.
Alright, that was me fumbling and bumbling my notes, but that's alright. Sorry, folks.
Threw it on the ground.
Dixie, number eight.
Number eight is Superstition by Stevie Wonder.
All right.
I know you want to veto him. His quiz is blind, isn't it?
He's not blind. He pretends to be.
You're buying into those conspiracy
theories.
There's
no conspiracy theories. Get on YouTube. He catches shit that's falling and stuff.
That's because they have great, like, instinct.
The only person that has that kind of instinct is Blind's Daredevil, and he ain't real.
No.
Yeah.
Blind people, whenever they don't have their, like, sense of sight, their other senses, like, just...
There's videos of him driving and doing a good job of it.
He got Tesla.
This was from back in the 80s. But anyway, go ahead. No, it's not because it's blind, because I hate this song.
This song is so funky, and you may say that you hate it, but it's been on your running playlist for quite a few years.
It's not been on mine.
I've listened to your running playlist, and it's been on there.
It must have accidentally got put on over
you. You were actually the one that introduced me to this song, so yeah, in your face. But,
what is in my face?
Because you're a fan.
You know what? It should be in your face to having gone your entire life until you was an adult not having heard this song.
I wasn't allowed to listen to voodoo stuff.
It come out when you were lived in Cincinnati.
I can't help it. We didn't listen to voodoo stuff. We just watched The Exorcist.
Your dad literally made a soup called Voodoo Stew.
I just never paid attention to this song, okay? You introduced me to good songs, and this is one of them.
Well, this is a song I introduced you to, but not a good one. But I'm not going to veto it because I'm afraid that
they don't... Because you're saving your veto for my number one, and I will choke you. You will hear me choking him on air.
I'm not saving my veto for anything, but I have a feeling you'll try to put something worse than Superstition, and the general public would probably agree with you more so than they would me as far as this song goes, so I'll leave it. Okay. I'm not going to waste my one video on Stevie, I Ain't Blind Wonder. I guess every Halloween he dresses up like a blind man, but the son of a bitch does it the other 364 days too.
God. Oh, goodness. But anyways, this is Superstition by Stevie Wonder and Brian's Rant.
Getting down to the nitty gritty now, number seven, and then we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with number six. So, I've got several songs here that I want to get on the list. I know that some of them ain't on your list at all. So, at number seven, I will go Dragula by Rob Zombie. Are you okay with this being at number seven?
Yes, that was right around my list. Spot. So
he had several that you could pick from. Living Dead Girls, another one. I ended up going with Dragula. I love this song. I did play it on my Halloween special on WJSN again.
It was cool to hear Burn with the Witches on WJSN.
I would venture to say that along with Ryan Adams And some other ones I played that night is the first, last, and only time those songs have been or will ever be on WJSN.
The son of the owner suddenly decided he wanted to be more invested in that radio station.
I had back-to-back shows in which I played these songs for 3 hours, and then I just hit play on the masterpiece Yankee Hotel Foxtrot, but Wilco played the entire album without commentary.
Yes.
And that was the end of my career on WJSN.
He came in from Lexington just to shut you down.
In the middle of one of my episodes.
Yes.
He just barged in.
You got shut down.
So anyway, what do you like about the old Rob Zombie and Dragula?
I can only listen to it this time of year.
It's
annoying the rest of the
time. Oh, no, it's an awesome workout song.
No.
Especially if you're going hard.
No, I only dig it this time of year, and you hear it, and of course, TikTok videos like to use it a lot, and different compilations of it, so I like it all right. It's a hard rocker. I'm just not a Rob Zombie fan.
You know, are you a fan of any of the movies he's directed?
You have forced me to watch some movies. They're kind of bloody and dark, yeah, but I can't name them.
I directed 2 Halloween movies.
Mm-hmm. Didn't the Addams Family?
No. The Munsters.
Munsters, yes.
Which is not, which is actually PG.
Huh.
And is not dark and bloody.
Huh.
And I got a signed poster and Blu-ray that I won.
You wanted me to bring that up, didn't you? So you could bring that up.
I did.
Yeah.
But my favorite, Rob Zombie's films are hit and miss with me, but I think that probably my favorite's The Devil's Rejects, and then House of 1,000 Corpses is second. And did you know Rainn Wilson, pre-Office, is in House of 1,000 Corpses?
I think I heard you tell me that before.
And they chopped him up and made him into like a merman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I remember that.
But anyway, let's get back to my number, our collective pick at number 7. Rob Zombie's Dragula. I'll play it. We'll take a quick break, and then we'll come back with the number 6 pick.
All right.
Talk to you a minute about my good friend John Thompson, specifically his law office located in Grayson, Kentucky. John has years of experience in all sorts of legal issues and matters, especially divorces, criminal defense, personal injury, and property situations. If you are a resident of Kentucky and you have a legal need in any of those, or any other legal need for that matter, trust me when I tell you, John will get the job done. Give him a call at area code 606-475-3174. And I will tell you, this has been a paid advertisement, but I have been recommending John and his legal expertise to people for years, so it's about damn time I got paid for doing it. Once again, if you need help with any legal matter, call John Thompson at 606-475-3174.
All right, Dixie, our last pick till we get into the real cream of the crop, the top 5 goats of any Halloween party playlist. What's your number 6?
Somebody's Watching Me by our friend Rockwell.
I had this at number 4 on my personal list. I'll let it stand at number 6. Love this.
I said Rob Zombie I can only handle this time of year, but this song can play every day of every month of every year, as far as I'm concerned. I love this song.
You know who guessed on this song?
I thought it was a knockoff Michael Jackson. It's actually Turns out it was actually Michael Jackson. The whole time I was like, ugh, that guy's trying to sound like Michael Jackson. And it was actually him. So, boo on me.
Yes. I think it's the only hit old Rockwell ever had.
Yeah. But it's so cool. He doesn't need anything else.
So, talk a little bit about this song. I mean, you both had it quite high. I had it just a tad higher than you, but it was in our both of our latter half of our list.
Well, it's dancey. It's mysterious. It features not a knockoff, but the legit Michael Jackson. It has lots of great things going for it.
One of the things it has going for it, that it is sometimes played on the Mystic Timbers, one of the greatest roller coasters of all time.
You're not supposed to tell people that. It's a mystery. Do not go into the barn. Okay? That's all you got to know.
You got anything else to add about Rockwell?
I don't want you to go ahead and play it for everybody. I know they're dying. Introduce
it.
All right. This is Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5. Hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Tell me, is it just a dream? When I come home at night, I get the door real tight. People call me on the phone, I'm trying to avoid. Can the people on TV see me, or am I just paranoid? When I'm in the shower, I'm afraid to wash my hair. Cause I might open my eyes and find someone standing there. People say I'm crazy, just a little touch. But maybe showers remind me of psycho too much. That's why
I always feel like somebody's watching me. And I have no privacy. Oh, I always feel like
All right, I'm kicking off the top five. We really getting to the nitty-gritty now, Dixie.
The nitty-la-gritty, yes.
At number five, Ray Parker Jr. from 1984 is one of the three greatest movies of all time, Ghostbusters. This has to be on there.
I veto it.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Just remember what comes around goes around.
I think he was just calling.
Oh, no, you can't veto. No, I take it back. I rescind my veto.
You can't. It's done.
It's time to call John.
He's going to serve me the divorce papers.
That's fine.
I just want to be a turd and use a veto.
Well, you've been a turd, and you smell like one.
Please let me talk about my number one.
We'll let you talk about it all you want, but it ain't going to stay on the list.
Well, go ahead and talk about
Ghostbusters. No, it's gone. So at number five, I Put a Spell on You by Nina Simone, which means you can't play that no more.
Aw, man.
Aw, man, and it's only going to get worse for you.
But is it by the Sanderson Sisters?
That's not a real song. It's not available anywhere on the internet. But they did do a damn good version of it in Hocus Pocus. But Nina Simone, probably heard one of her signature songs. And you probably don't even know who Nina Simone is. Legit thought that Bette Midler was the one who wrote this song.
Bette Midler was the one you were going to play.
I couldn't.
Aww.
Can't do it. I got to go with Nina. She's out singing.
You don't any day. Say it. Those are fake teeth.
Well.
And she kills that role. She was born to play that role.
She was. So, unfortunately, folks, Ghostbusters will not be on this list. So here he is.
You should see the hate in his eyes right now.
Here he is, Nina Simone, not the Sanderson Sisters, with...
And not the Ghostbusters.
I Put a Spell on You.
I Put a Spell on You. You're mine. You do.
know better, daddy. I can't stand it 'cause you put me down. Yeah, yeah. I put a spell on you.
Dixie, what you got at number four? This is your next to last pick.
Number four is Maneater by Hall & Oates.
Alrighty. A lot of people confuse this with the last song you picked, which is Rockwell with Somebody's Watching Me.
Yes.
How?
They just do for some reason.
I know. I don't know why. It also may or may not be played in the barn on Mystic Timbers, but you'll have to find out yourself by not going into the barn. But anyway, it's such a cool song. Hall & Oates just looks super awesome. And there was an SNL version about this. About
Obama. It's when Obama was running against John McCain.
Yes.
And look it up.
Said McCain is a vampire, but for dogs. And drinking dog blood. it was funny. But yes, Hall & Oates is awesome. They have a couple really good songs. And I am proud to put this on my Halloween playlist.
You know, when I was little, I thought that the band name was actually Hall & Oates.
Hall & I did too.
That's actually like
H-A-L-U-L-I-N-G.
Like you were hauling a big thing of oatmeal.
Yes, Oates.
But it's Hall and Oates.
Yes, last name.
Yes. So I want to circle back to Ghostbusters. Dixie, you've been on this show more than anybody other than me. I have not had any hate mail written to me because of anything you've ever
said
on this show.
Nobody farted on a piece of paper.
But you were going to get your first one.
Good.
There's no doubt about it.
I'm so happy. That's made my day.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Just know I still got a veto.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Can you veto somebody's number one?
You can if you ain't used your veto, you can use that thing anytime you want. That's why you hold it for a good reason and not just to, quote, be a turd, like you said. But anyway, here's your number four. Hall and Oates, not Hall and Oates.
Hall and them Oates.
Maneater. Number three, I tried to play a song from a movie that I really love back at number five. It was vetoed, but here's another song from another movie I really love from Nightmare Before Christmas, The Citizens of Halloween with This Is Halloween. You ain't got a veto left, but would you use it if you had one?
Oh, absolutely. This is number six on my list, so...
You would absolutely use a veto if you had one?
No, I meant I would use this song on this list.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay. So I had a little higher than you, but this did make your list at your personal number six. There's always been a debate, is this a Halloween or a Christmas movie?
It's a Halloween movie.
It is, but it's also a Christmas movie. It's literally the only one that's appropriate for both holidays.
It sets the stage for Christmas.
Yes.
Because, as you know, I mean, we start setting up Christmas in October now. So, I mean, it kind of blends the two and sets the stage, gets you in that Christmas spirit there toward the end. Jack learns his lesson. And there you go.
Who's your favorite character on here?
Probably Jack.
Sally.
I really like Sally, but Jack, I just love him.
I'm partial to Oogie Boogie.
I do like Oogie Boogie too.
He's got the best sequence in the whole movie.
I'll tell you who I hate.
Who?
It's those three kids that he sends after Santa Claus.
Oh yeah.
I hate those guys. They're creepy.
They're kind of old to Halloween 3 Season of the Witch a little bit though.
Mm-hmm.
You say that like you've seen Halloween three seasons.
I have not. I'm just agreeing. I'm just wanting the conversation to keep going.
But anyway, here's number three, The Citizens of Halloween from The Nightmare Before Christmas with This Is Halloween.
Boys and girls of every age, wouldn't you like to see something strange? Come with us and you will see. This our town of Halloween. This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene. Trick or treat. Tell the neighbors on a diaphragm. It's our town. Everybody scream. This town of Halloween. I am the one hiding under your bed. Teeth ground sharp and eyes glowing red.
I am the one hiding under your stairs. Like snakes and spiders in my hair.
This is Halloween, this is Halloween, 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 Halloween.
In this town we call home, everyone hail to the pumpkin song.
In this town, don't we love it now? Everybody's waiting for the next surprise.
Round that corner there, hiding in the trash can. Something's waiting now to pounce and howl. You scream,
this is Halloween.
Red and black.
It's like a green.
Aren't you scared?
Well, that's just fine.
Say it once, say it twice. Take a chance and roll the dice. Ride with the moon in the dead of night.
Everybody scream, everybody scream.
All right, Dixie, this isn't the number two pick, but your personal number one. You're already laughing.
This is a creepy song, and it has been since I was little. Okay, you guys have heard of the book, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. And this dude, Terry Thurman Fink, or it could be a chick, I'm not sure, but turned this into a song. You can look it up on YouTube. Brian did say he may have trouble find it on iTunes, but that won't matter because I'm almost positive he's going to veto it. And that's okay. I've got an even better one lined up in case he does. But this is called There Was an Old Woman All Skin and Bones. And of course, at the end of the song, you get scared, like they jump out on you. So go ahead, let's hear it.
Number one, this ain't even eligible because it's not a song, it's a nursery rhyme.
It's a song.
It's a nursery rhyme. It's not even a minute long.
Terry Thurman Fink turned it into a song and put a melody to it. It is a song. And it's a song I've been singing since I was a little child.
Yep. It's also a song that's getting vetoed because it has no place on this list. If you played this shit at a Halloween party, they would either leave or they would hunt your ass down and beat you.
Can it be my honorable mention?
you've already talked about it, so you got that out of the way. But get that out of here. What's your replacement?
Well, then you've taken me all the way up to a replacement song. It is not number one in my heart, but it's Werewolves of London.
Much better.
And you just like it because of KSR.
No, I liked it before then.
Yeah. I liked it more until they played it on every episode. So.
Much better. Much better.
Yeah.
So we did the right thing there.
I didn't do anything.
I did the right thing.
Look, I have a little skull emoji next to it.
That's because where it deserves to be, is the graveyard.
That's what it's about.
Good.
Oh, people, you're missing out. So go look up Terry Thurman Fink's version of There Was an Old Woman All Skin and Bones. Yep. And then listen to Werewolves of London.
It was a meth head. And she was actually wasn't old. She was only 30, but looked 70.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Werewolves of London.
Yes.
What you got? What you like about it? Oh!
Yes, it is very good. It doesn't make any sense. I saw a werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand. It's like, why? But that's cool.
So, he was getting ready to eat a Chinese person, honey.
He said Chinese menu.
That was an allegory.
Oh, okay.
To a bunch of Chinese people that he was affixing to pounce on.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, he is raising hell all over London.
Soho in the rain.
Yes. And I really like this song.
Awesome. So here he is, Werewolves of London at number two, and we'll be back with the number one song that you can't do anything
about.
And
listen to There Was an Old Woman All Skin and Bones.
Take my word for it, you don't want to hear it.
It's catchy.
So's AIDS, but you don't want that.
Thank you.
working for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again.
All right, for my number one, I'm picking the Halloween theme from 1978's Halloween by John Carpenter, who also co-wrote and directed the film. It is one of the greatest film scores of all time. It is something that immediately gets me in the mood for the Halloween season. The keys, the synths, all working together just create such an ominous and foreboding feeling that something bad's going to happen. And that something bad is Michael Myers is rolling out of the darkness and is going to carve you up with a butcher knife. My favorite horror film, one of my 10 favorite films, period, maybe top 5. My number one Halloween song is the Halloween theme by John Carpenter from Halloween. You can't get any more Halloween than that.
It's pretty Halloween-y, that's for sure. And I can't veto it.
You have no power.
And I wouldn't. I wouldn't veto it.
Yeah. Well, you veto Ghostbusters. Let
the record
reflect.
You're still sore about it. Look, okay, so the sound has went out on this microphone twice. Brian has gotten choked once. This is his third time trying to record this segment of this song. So I think you should have let that little old lady of skin and bones through. You curse now.
Well, I tell you what she can do. Bones. She can go suck on the amputated big toe of the son of a bitch. So you've got my big toe, because guess what? That wasn't a song, and that ain't either.
That's Terry Thurman.
Fink.
Fink with a C, not related to
and
Audrey
Terry
Lee.
Terry with a R-I and not a Y. I can't spell his name right.
It's probably a chick.
I don't care who it is.
It's probably a woman. But anyway, that woman's not going to cramp the style of your Halloween theme song.
I'll never forgive that woman.
It is great. You learned a new song today, though.
So, Halloween theme by John Carpenter. I watch this movie every year in October. I did not make you all watch it with me this year
because you
both fell asleep last year.
No.
Even though it's literally only an hour and 23 minutes, hour 25 minutes maybe.
And it was midday.
Yeah. I know somebody that would have watched it with you, though.
Who?
Jodeann Howard.
Yeah, well, good.
Yeah, she loves all that. She would have came and watched it with you.
It's the perfect horror movie. Perfect. Everything about it. The villain, Jamie Lee Curtis. The scene in which Michael comes in and he's got the sheet over him with the nerd glasses and the lady's laying there naked thinking it was her boyfriend coming back from getting her a beer. And poor old Michael.
Surprise.
He'd been in an insane asylum since he was, I think, 8. So there was no doubt. If you notice, he killed everybody real quick other than that woman. And he studied on her for a good about minute, maybe 2 minutes. That's because she was naked, and he'd never seen a naked woman before. And he was trying to figure out what in the world was going on. And then he killed her and went to the cemetery and pulled up a tombstone and put it at her head on the bed.
There you go. That's pretty elaborate.
So, if you got hate mail, send it, as always, to That One Show with Brian Combs at gmail.com.
You're trying to round up hate mail for me.
And
it's not true hate mail if you have to ask.
If you're mad because she vetoed Ghostbusters, or if you're mad because I kept something that was just bizarre and not even a real song off this list of songs.
They're going to listen. They're going to love it. I bet they know it already.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that like a lot of shit.
Yep.
So they may like it.
Yep.
But it's literally from Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. Therefore, it is a story. It's not scary songs to sing in the dark. It is scary stories.
Well, that's what I do, is I sing it in the dark, okay?
Yep.
He wants to sing in the shower.
Yes.
Yep. All right, so here it is. I feel attacked. Here he is, John Carpenter, with the masterpiece score from the masterpiece film Halloween, with the Halloween theme. Next week, Natalie Combs will come back on to close out spooky season when her and I pick our favorite horror films of all time. And no doubt we'll talk about Halloween again then.
I'll veto it.
You have no say-so. You are not a part of that episode. Take care and trick or treat. Here he is, John Carpenter with Halloween.
She went to a closet to get